So I've just finished my pint of cider. It is Friday night. I've had one of those hectic days where I've been rushing around like a complete muppet. And I've just come into the reception area of Antenna, so I do apologise for the noise. And a guy come wandering over, sat down. His name is Ben, and he's been developing a game. Hello, Ben.
Hi.
Tell me a little bit about the game.
So it's an independently developed game that I've been working on so far for 9 months. That's about half done, 9 months more to go. It's a music game. It's trying to push the boundaries of audio incorporation into video games by animating every aspect of the music I possibly can.
Okay. So why that particular genre? Why that?
It's been done quite a lot already, and I think it's been done with a kind of lack of ambition, in that people don't really try to push things further. They just incorporate music into different games. So really it's the audio that I'm trying to enhance and bring out as many parts of the moods and the rhythms and things like that I can.
Okay, so what's it written in?
It's written in C++ and DirectX, so it's built from the ground up, simply because it's really animated and the whole environment will animate.
Okay, and so what's your background? What got you here?
I was in like the mainstream industry. I worked in a company as a programmer for 4 years, and I worked on racing games and AI for racing games, and I worked on four racing games in a row, basically, so it got kind of repetitive and doing the same thing over and over again.
But it's quite brave to break out and go it alone, isn't it?
Yeah, it's very risky. Everyone who does it takes a risk, but a lot of people are, because it's the only real way that you can try and do some innovation, I think.
Okay. So how much time have you spent on it so far?
I spent 9 months full-time on it so
far. And so in terms of monetary, if a company was to do that themselves, you know, how much would you think you would have virtually spent on this by now?
One of the things about working on your own is obviously you can be very efficient, but yeah, it's just a case of 9 months of my own time, so whatever my wages would be for that amount of time so far, that's all I've spent.
And so what's the plan with this? Have you got an alpha release of it yet?
It's in alpha, but it's not finished. The levels are still in development, so the version I brought here tonight is just a test.
Okay.
See how people react to it.
So you're going to do the whole lot. You're going to do the engine, you're going to do the levels, you're going to do everything. That's quite ambitious, isn't it?
Yeah, everything except the music. Yeah, it's pretty ambitious. It's going to take me a long time, but it's going to be a short game. You're going to be able to complete it in 2 hours, but I want to pack a lot into that 2 hours. So.
Okay. So is this really like an art piece then, or is it sort of like you're going to sell it on to somebody, or, you know, because if it is that sort of intimate to you, that you're going to spend your time on it whenever you want to do it, you know, for as long as it takes,
yeah.
Is it really more of saying, you know, I built this, or is it that you want to do future versions of it or work with a sponsor, or how's that going to pan out?
I want to sell it directly to customer online, so that's a lot of what indies do.
Okay. So where do people find you?
The game is at www.substreamgame.com.
Okay, thank you, Ben.
Okay, thanks.